弟兄姊妹平安。
Greet in peace, my dear fellow Christians.
我常常觉得有一些弟兄姊妹应该坐在这里的。你看，我们前面有这么多好的位置等你们。
I always feel like there should be some brothers sisters who fill in the front seats.
我们最近都在交通一个大的题目，叫做神的奥秘。
So during this past few years or past few months, we've been talking about one big message, the mystery of God.
那这一个题目是保罗他来告诉我们的。
And this is actually the message being revealed or told by Paul, the Apostle Paul.
保罗说我深知基督的奥秘。
Because Paul says, I truly know the mystery of God.
意思就是说在这一个宇宙当中。
In other words, that in this whole universe,
我们有人专门去研究物质世界的奥秘。
Somebody focuses on study on the physical mystery.
这个叫做科学。
And this is something we call the science.
那有人去研究灵界的奥秘。
And somebody focuses on the study on the spiritual world.
那个叫做宗教。
And this is something we call the religion.
但是只有圣经告诉我们。
But only the Bible tells us.
若不是神把他自己向我们被造的人来启示的话，
If not, God has revealed himself to us.
我们没有人认识神。
There is no one that can understand.
因为在宇宙中最大的奥秘乃是神自己。
Because the biggest mystery of the universe is God himself.
这一个奥秘如果不是神向我们来打开，
So unless God revealed himself to us,
我们没有一个人凭着自己的聪明智慧，我们可以真的来知道到底神是谁。
No one can truly know and understand who God is.
那另一面来讲，如果神没有向我们打开，我们这个人在地上就失去了方向。
And on the other word, if that God never reveals himself to us, we are meaningless. Our existence on this earth is meaningless.
保罗在雅典传福音的时候，
So as Paul was reaching these people in Athens,
在使徒行传十七章，
In a book of Acts, chapter 17,
他曾经告诉我们，
he used to tell us,
他说神将生命气息都赐给人。
Paul says that God has given us the breath of life.
他也预先定准我们的年岁，我们的疆界。
He also predestined our life on this earth, and also our boundaries on this earth.
干嘛？
For what? For what purposes?
吃饭睡觉。
So that we can eat and drink and sleep.
生儿育女享受人生。
And married and have children and
enjoy life. 这是世界人的对人生的看法。
And I think this is kind of the world view.
争权夺利。
So to have power, to have a fame.
这不是神造人的目的。
But let me tell you, this is not the purpose that when God created us.
保罗在他那一篇讲道的里面讲得很清楚。
And during Paul's message, he made it very clear.
他要我们来认识他。
He wanted us to know him, truly know him.
寻求他。
To pursue him.
就是我们今天这个人存在在这个世界。
So the whole meaning of our own existence on this earth.
我们除了每天忙着每天的生活。
Other than our daily lives.
它有一个更高的意义在那里。
There is a higher meaning.
就在我们吃喝快乐之外，我们是否想到，到底我活着干嘛？
Other than our eating and drinking and enjoying life, what is life is about?
保罗说你要认识神。
Paul says you have to know God.
因为这位神是不但创造了我们。
Because this very God who didn't only create us.
他在你身上，在我身上有一个目的的。
He has a higher purpose in each and every one of us.
这个目的是我们存在的意义。
And that purpose is our meaning of our own, is the meaning of our own existence on this earth.
保罗称它为神的奥秘。
And Paul called that very purpose is the mystery of God.
那他曾经用哥林多前书。
And Paul wrote Corinthians.
哥罗西书。
And book of Colossians.
以弗所书
and a book of Ephesians
来非常有系统的把这个神的奥秘向我们打开来
to review to us the mystery of God systematically
那过去的日子里头我们都花了很多的主日一个一个去讲了
and in the past Sundays we've been discussing all this in lengthy details
那最近我们讲的呢是集中在以弗所书这一本书上
and during this past few months we've been focusing on the very book of Ephesians
那我上两个礼拜前
And about two weeks ago, two Sundays ago,
我就来到 保罗在以弗所书当中所讲到的这个神的奥秘。
So we came to the very much detail of God's purpose in through Book of Ephesians.
我不知道你还记得多少。
I hope you still remember that.
啊，在以弗所书里面，保罗可以说来到他整个这个神奥秘启示的最高峰了。
So through Book of Ephesians, Paul reviewed the mystery of God to such a kind of a climax.
他到第三章的时候就告诉我们，这个旨意，这个奥秘叫做神永远的旨意。
And in chapter 3 of the book of Ephesians, Paul called the mystery of God is the eternal purpose of God.
对，我们中文圣经里面没有把它这样翻译出来，但英文圣经是有的。
Our Chinese translation hasn't described that yet, but it is obvious and evident in English.
那我们可以注意一下，在第三章。
So we can read a few passages from book of Ephesians chapter 3.
对，第九节的下半节。
The second part of verse 9.
三章的下半节，他说：“基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又是这我刚刚念的第八节去了，第九节的下半节。
The second half of verse 9.
在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的
？So that the mystery which for ages have been hidden in God who created all things.
所以第十节他就开始讲了。
So, and Paul starts in verse 10.
我要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的、现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly place.
那么这里十一节他特别说，照着神从万世以前在主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
And here's a point in verse 11 that this was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
你听出来没有？
So,
中文是说从万世以前，它英文不是这样翻的。
But, because in according to the Chinese translation, it is ages that there's a before many ages, but in English translation, it's otherwise.It's called eternal purpose.
这里有一个永远的旨意。
And here's a focal point, the eternal purpose of God.
那么到底这个东西对我们有什么重要的意义在那里呢？
So does it have to do does it have to do with anything with us?
也就是说，神创造是这个宇宙之前就已经有一个东西存在。
And in other words, it tells us that there's already a thing before the creation of the universe.
所以我们还没有建这个礼拜堂以前，就有一群人，他们在那里做了一个定义，说我们要建一个礼拜堂。
And let's use this sanctuary place as an example that before that building was really literally built, there was already a plan before that.
对，有了那个定义，然后后面才有人去设计，然后才会有人施工。
And because there is a plan beforehand, so somebody going to carry out that plan to make sure the building is finished.
所以最先有的不是这个房子，是有一个旨意在那里。
So you see, before all the creation or before the building, there is a plan, there's a purpose before that.
同理，在这整个的宇宙不存在之前，圣经告诉我们，或者保罗启示，神启示给他。神已经有一个什么永远的旨意。
And in the same token that before the creation of the universe or before the existence of the universe there is a purpose before that that is called the eternal purpose of God.
所以这个旨意是掌握着整个我们存在的原因。
And that purpose is the true meaning of our own existence on this earth.
所以今天每一个基督徒每一个神的儿女我们得救了我们蒙恩了。
So today, as every Christian, every brother and sister who's been saved by Jesus Christ,
神把我们从这个世界分别出来了。
And we've been set apart from the world.
我们本来是瞎眼，我们是聋子，我们是瘸子，以灵性上来说。
And we were used to be blind and deaf spiritually.
但是今天神把我们从死亡中拯救出来。
But God has raised us from the dead.
给我们
the death of a spirit.
给我们一个新的生命
and give us, grant us a new life, a new meaning.
我们现在向神是活过来了
So nowadays, we are alive towards God.
那请问
So not, let me ask you.
这样一个活新生的人
such a new
我们有什么重要的事情要明白呢
Such a new life, such a new creation. Is there anything that particular that we need to know?
是什么
What is this?
我们蒙恩的人必须明白神为什么救我们。
Because for those who have been saved through grace must know why God has saved us. What is the purpose to save us?
Amen.
Amen.
他花这么大的代价牺牲他的独生爱子来救我们就是因为我们要将来不要下地狱可以进天堂吗
So he paid the highest price to send his only begotten son Jesus Christ to die on the cross only because we can be lifted up from the deathTo be alive.
那你把神的救恩看得太 cheap 了。
And I think you take it too lightly.
他有一个伟大的旨意要成就。
And there is a great mystery or great purpose that he is about to accomplish.
但是撒旦把这个神的旨意破坏了。
But Satan destroyed that purpose.
本来在亚当夏娃的身上，神要得回这个旨意的。
Because through Adam and Eve, God is about to restore his purpose.
可是可惜。
But unfortunately,
亚当夏娃怎么样？没有听神的话，听了魔鬼的话。
Adam and Eve didn't listen to the word of God. Instead, they follow what the Satan deceived them.
所以人就没有办法来执行神的旨意。
And since the fall of man, man is no longer carry out the plan of God.
神不因此而退缩。
But God was not discouraged.
神在时候满足的时候，就打发他的儿子来到这个地上。
Because when the time is full, God sent His only begotten Son to.
他来，首先把人的罪的问题解决。
And number one, He dealt with the question or the problem of sin.
然后把我们从罪的罪恶的权势里救出来。
So He saved us from the power of death.
下面呢？
And second,
把我们从罪里面救出来之后呢
？And what is next?
就是要把我们所有蒙恩的人，朝着这一个神的原初的旨意去执行。
And the second or the next that he carried all those who have been called and saved by Jesus Christ to fulfill the purpose that he intended for us.
这是神救我们的目的。
And that's truly
每一个蒙恩的人都必须明白。
Everyone that has been saved through Jesus Christ has to understand that true meaning.
Amen.
Amen.
对，所以这个事情是每一个基督徒必须从心里面爱慕、寻求。明白的意思。
And I believe this is truly something that every single Christian, every true Christian will understand, need to understand and desire, and desire to fulfill it.
这是在第三章里面，他把我们带到这个高度，说看到这个神永远的旨意。
And this is something that we learn from chapter 3, book of Ephesians.
那我在
chapter 3.
我在过去也都讲过了。
And we've been discussing lengthy details.
那今天。就顺着这一个永远的旨意往下我们来看在第五章的时候也就是我们两个礼拜前讲到的这一点这个点
So as we're moving down to the next chapters and especially in chapter 5 we've been talking about this about two Sundays ago
他就讲到我们每神给我们每一个人都有一个家庭
You see so God give us a family
他就提到丈夫与妻子的事情
and particularly Paul mentioned the relationship between man and wife
所以你到第五章的时候
so as we read in chapter 5
我们两个主日前都讲了今天只是复习一下
two Sundays ago that we've been talking about this two Sundays ago so we try to recap what we talked
保罗想要告诉我们一件秘密
so there is one mystery that God that Paul tries to reveal
神把它藏在夫妻之间
So that mystery was hidden in a husband and wife.
对，这个我们平常讲，哎呀，男女相爱，结成夫妻，组织一个家庭，这是人间的，从老祖宗一直传下来的一个传统。
And we used to think this is only natural thing that there is a man and there's a man and woman, so they're supposed to get married, have children, have family.
人类的命运可以延续，也是因为有一个家庭的这一个结构，而一代一代传下来。
And that's why we have generations. We have generations of people living and through marriage and through family and children.
这是人的层面的理解。
And this is truly only the man's view towards
marriage. Man's dimension.
Man's dimension.
Human dimension.
Human dimension.
对， 但是保罗要把这个我们大家都知道每天生活里头有的这个事实，但是神要给我们看见还有一个更高的一件事，神藏在夫妻之间。
But Paul tried to lifted us up to a higher dimension to truly understand the mystery that God hidden, that God hides through the relationship of man and wife.
好，我们来看这他要告诉我们什么事情。
So let's find out what God is about to reveal to us through marriage.
他说：“你们做妻子，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。”
So in chapter 5, verse 22, it says, Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
Verse 23, For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body.
如果这句话在今天的女权运动的氛围底下是这个简直是太古板太封建了，对不对？
And I think this is totally not politically correct, according to nowadays the feminist movement.
对不对？所以但是当保罗提到这个夫妻的事情的时候，他是从神的角度来看的。
But Paul says something about a marriage from God's view.
他说这个神设计亚当夏娃组成第一个家庭的时候，在神的脑袋里头他想的是另外一件事。
So when God created Adam and Eve and designed the first marriage of the earth, he's thinking something else.
对吗？ 那怎么证明呢？他保罗在后来就讲给我们听了。
And so how to justify it? Here is what Paul tells us.
三十节开始。
In verse, starting from verse 30.
因我们是他身上的肢体，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So verse 30 through 31, because we are members of his body, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
保罗马上就说。
So Paul immediately follows.
这是极大的奥秘，我是指基督和教会说的。
So Paul says, don't misunderstand me, because this mystery is great, but I'm speaking with a reference to Christ and the church.
也就是说，从亚当夏娃到今天六千年来
，So since Adam Eve down, there has been 6,000 years.
地球上有十几亿。不知道多少亿了，存在在这个地球上。
And there are billions of people used to live and continue to live.
人类中最美的故事就是爱情故事。
And I think the most beautiful story among human beings are the love stories.
最美的关系也是男女相爱。
And I think the most beautiful relationship among all relationships.
但是有多少的悲剧，多少的悲剧也是在这个同样的最重要的事情上，却成为人类许许多多悲欢离合的事情。
But many tragedies actually also took place in the midst of all the relationships that we have.
到一个地步，今天人甚至说，既然结婚那么麻烦，这么多的痛苦，为什么要结婚？
So to such an extent that nowadays people saying it's not a necessity to get married since marriage is such a painful thing.
对不对？所以今天整个在地球上你看到的，这是最基本最重要的一个关系，却因着罪恶的缘故，人的自私把整个的最美的事情全部破坏掉。
And I think the fundamentals of a marriage has been shaken up and actually been broken because of the sins on this earth.
在不信神的世界里头，婚姻的破裂不稀奇。
So in the world that where people do not believe Jesus Christ, do not believe God, taking a divorce lightly.
但是在基督徒中也是一样的现象。
But unfortunately, that also happened to many Christians.
所以你就可以知道这个婚姻是何等的困难。
And then you see that how hard to maintain a relationship in marriages.
对不对？
Isn't that hard?
我们甚至到我们中国话有一句很有名的话，我们是因为误解而结合。
Yeah, so there is such a saying going in Chinese world that we get married because we misunderstand each other.
现在我们是因为理解而分开。
So we are separated because we understand each other now.
对吧？这是变成今天我们来解释夫妻之间关系的一个人的逻辑。
And I think this is kind of a, the human's logic towards how we look at the relationship between man and wife.
是从人的观点，以人文主义来讲的话，当然我们有我们两个气味相投，我们愿意在一起过生活。
Yes.
两个搞不拢了，拜拜。
Yes, it is true. It is pretty much been popular in this world that if we feel like it, we like each other, hang out and get along with each other well, let's get married. If we no longer do that, we get divorced.
所以在这个世界来讲，这是很自然的一件事。
So this is only a natural thing towards the world.
但是保罗在这里又强调另外一件事。
But Paul otherwise focused another thing through this message.
你必须看见这件事情不是因为人。
You have to know that this is marriage is really not just about human beings.
婚姻它有一个更高的层次。
And there is a higher dimension towards marriage.
这个层次是从神来看的。
And this is actually from a God's perspective.
那当神来看这件事情呢，保罗说这里面藏着一个秘密。
So when God, if we're using God's perspective to look at this marriage, God, Paul says there's a mystery hidden in that.
从亚当到保罗四千年过去的时候，没有人知道这里面有秘密的。
And so you see, from Adam to Paul, 4,000 years has passed, and no one knew that mystery.
是吗？
Isn't that true?
直到保罗写了以弗所书，才把这个真正的秘密向我们解开来。
Until Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, and he revealed that very mystery to us.
他说，丈夫与妻子这个关系，在神的心目中是其实是预指着将来有一个东西叫做基督与教会。
And Paul says that actually the marriage between man and wife foretells us the marriage between Christ and the church.
那个才是真正婚姻的实体。
And this is the true substance of the marriage.
地上所有的婚姻只是那个实体的小影。
So you see that all the marriages on this earth just foretell the shadow of a true marriage between Christ and the church.
我不知道这样讲听得懂听不懂。
I hope I explain myself to you.
在圣经里面常常有这样的事情。
And I know there, this kind of thing happens all the time through the Bible.
在旧约的时候，神叫摩西造一个会幕。
So in the Old Testament, God asks Moses to build a tabernacle.
神只是再三地对摩西说，你要按照山上指示你的样式去造这个会幕。
God repeatedly told Moses to build a tabernacle according to the instruction that he intended for Moses on the mountain.
他被神称为忠心的仆人，就是他规规矩矩，神怎么讲他就怎么做。
So Moses is called a faithful servant because he followed every single instruction from God.
但是神从来没有解释为什么。
But God himself never explained himself.
旧约很多的事情知其然而不知其所以然。
So you see, in the Old Testament time, people know what they are supposed to do, but they don't know the reason behind it.
一直到希伯来书。
Until to the book of Hebrews.
有一个启示告诉。
There is one revelation.
那个作者说。
So the very author of
the Hebrews says. 地上那个帐幕是因为天上有一个叫做真帐幕。
So the tabernacle was built on earth. This is because there was a true tabernacle in the heaven.
所以在地上叫做影儿。
So you see, this is something we call a shadow on the earth.
是一个代表。
So it foretells something.
有一天那个帐幕也就拆了，对吧？
And one day the tabernacle on the earth will be removed.
后来就演变成一个圣殿。
And gradually, so through the Old Testament,
所罗门建的。
From tabernacle, people gradually move up to a temple.
即使那一个辉煌的所罗门的圣殿也是怎么样，被拆了两次。
So that temple that Solomon built was removed or destroyed twice.
也就是说，今天在地上的东西，无论是怎么样的，当初是神的旨意在建的，可是，在历史的过程中，人的失败，这些美好的事物都被粉碎。
So what it tells us actually all the good things, the beautiful things that human being built will be destroyed, will disappear, will removed through the history of human beings.
这是历史很清楚告诉我们。
And this is what the history tells us.
婚姻也是一样。
So is marriage.
本来是一个最美好的神赐给人类的一个祝福。
And this is really the one of the biggest blessing or the union between man and wife.
可是在罪人的手里。
But because man has sinned against
God. 这个美好的东西也被搞得是四分。家破人亡。
And that mystery, or that blessings, or that beautiful things have been broken.
那它的实体是什么？
So what's the true substance of the marriage?
以会幕来讲，他的实体天上有一个真帐幕，那个叫做实体。
So from the tabernacle on the earth, there is a true tabernacle in heaven.
那现在保罗告诉我们，每一个家庭，每一对夫妻，他后面有一个实体，这个实体叫做基督与教会。
So in the same token, behind every marriages and every family, there is a marriage between Christ and the church.
所以上两个礼拜前，我带你们看了从旧约创世纪里的故事，一直到新约里头，我这些经文都带你们念了。
So you see, about two Sundays ago, I've been leading you to read the passages from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
那我今天的负担是什么呢
？So what is my today's burden?
就是 focus 重点看出来，到底神今天把我们放在这个地上。要学那个 reality 那个实质那个实质是什么
So that's through all the passages we just talked about what is truly the reality of all these passages
那你注意看在这个 第五章里面保罗讲这段话的时候
So when we pay attention to chapter 5 when Paul is teaching on the marriages
你看24节
So let's read verse 24.
教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
So verse 24. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything.
请问每一位太太对这句话感觉如何
？So how about wives? Do you agree, wives?
我们常常会说，是的，我们家都是如此的。
And you might say, hey, this is what happened to our family. Yes, wives are subject to husbands.
甚至这样说，所有的大事都是丈夫做主，所有的小事都是我做主。
Or another saying that, my husband in taking care of all the big things, I take care of small things.
下面补一句。
And here is addition to that.
什么是大事，是什么小事，我说了算。
And I made the call to determine what is big things and small things.
我们有很多很多的美妙的说法
And I think we use a lot of nice sayings
来告诉我们其实主啊你这句话真是要了我们每一个人的命
To literally tell the Lord that I do agree with that Lord
啊、
that
要了我们的命就是这个命令实在是太不可能做到。
Okay. Your commitment on marriage is totally unbearable. Unbearable.
这是你的感觉吗
？No.
No. 25节说，你们做丈夫的爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。我看我们这些弟兄，我们通通辞职算了。
Yeah. So in the same token, Paul says in verse 25, husbands love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
是，这是神在这里告诉我们，在神原先的设计上。这是神定规的事情。
And I think this is truly what God's determination on marriage.
所以我们要来看他的原来的、这个神的 reality， 他的那个实际，他要完成的是什么东西
？So what is truly the reality of the marriages according to God's view？
26节说。要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会毫无玷污皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的
So in verse 26 through 27 it says so that he might sanctify her having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such a thing, but that she would be holy and blameless.
换言之，神的 focus 是在他的教会。
And so in other words, God's focus is on the church.
那他把我们用他的宝血从这个世界买赎出来。
And we know that God has saved us through Jesus' blood.
血赦免我们的罪，水它的道来洁净我们这个人。
So the blood of lamb redeem us, but the water of blood washes us or sanctify us.
No.
Sanctify us.
水借着道把我们 弄成为圣洁。
And cleansed us by the washing by the washing of the water with the word.
对，让我们圣洁是用他的道，好像水一样。把我们洗成圣洁。
So we were made holy, just like the washing of water cleanses us with the word of God.
对，罪是借着宝血来赦免的。
So sins are forgiven through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
如果没有流血，罪不得赦免。
Because if there is no blood, there is no redemption, there is no forgiveness of sins.
好，我们每一个基督徒都经过宝血的拯救，这是没有问题的。
And there is no doubt that every single true Christian is saved through the blood of Jesus Christ.
但是我们每天生活还是有许多的污秽。
But there are still many things going on that is not so good going on in our lives.
这个每天在生活中，我们有就跟我们在路每天生活。要走路，要工作，要流汗，要沾染这个PM 2.5
yeah.
对。
So just like we eat and drink, we walk, we exercise, we sweat, and be exposed to PM 2.5 and air pollution.
那我们每天干嘛
？So so
洗澡啊。
What we're supposed to do? We need to take shower.
所以我们每天洁净我们身上所有的污秽，是借着要用水来洗澡。
So in the same token, we have to wash our own bodies by the washing water.
所以罪是借着这个宝血来赦免的。
So the sins are dealt with by the precious blood of Jesus.
但是洁把我们洗干净是借着水，好像是借着道，像水一样把我们洁净。
But it is truly the washing water with the word to cleanse us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So my dear fellow Christians，
我们每天就需要什么？洗澡，
We need to cleanse ourselves. We need to take a shower every day to be to
我们肉身的生命都知道要洗澡，要洗头，要洗脚。那请问你属灵的生命呢
？So for our physical life, we know that how to take care of ourselves by washing water. We need to clean ourselves daily. So how about our spiritual life?
我们需要什么
？What do we need?
神的道。
That word of God, the washing power of the word of God.
所以，如果我们每天吃饭，你也得每天怎么样？洗澡要读经。
So just like we have to take shower every day, we also read the word of God every day.
Amen.
Amen.
要听进去啊。
I hope you really understand what I'm saying here.
读圣经不是礼拜天来读的，读圣经是每天要读的。
So reading Bible is just not about a Sunday thing. It actually should be a daily thing.
怎么没有反应呢？阿门。
Amen.
阿门。对了。
Amen. This is it.
好，那现在我们还是继续往下讲。
And let's continue to move on.
他目标要神要得着一个圣洁、没有瑕疵、没有玷污这样的一个圣洁荣耀的教会。
So in verse 27, Paul says that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but she would be holy and blameless.
对，那这个教会跟基督之间的关系，他用夫妻来表达。
So Paul used the marriage of a human being to describe the relationship between Jesus Christ and the church.
那他要表达夫妻之间，他要表达的是什么
？So what do you try to express?
两个点
through marriage, two points.
一个点叫做顺服。
Number one is submission.
另外一个点叫做什么
？Number two,
爱
is love, submission and love.
对不对？你刚刚读那一段话里头，就是这两个重点。第一个就是顺服，第二个就是爱。
Yes, through the passage we have read, there are two focal points in marriages.Number one, submission. Number two, love.
那这个两个重点就是基督与教会的关系。
And these two points describe the true relationship between Christ and the church.
基督要求我们每一个人对他绝对的什么？顺服。
Because Christ demanded all true Christians to be submissive to him.
那他对我们呢
？And in the same way.
他绝对的舍己为我们。付上生命的代价。
He loves us to such an extent that he gave himself up for us.
这叫做他爱我们。
This is what we call it. He truly, truly, he loves us.
对吧？他爱我们，他盼望我们对他的爱的反应是什么？顺服。
So since he loves us so much that he hopes the response from us naturally is submission.
把这两个抓住哈。
So forget these two points.
他对我们的爱是舍命的爱。
So his love toward us is a sacrificial love.
所以他要求我们对他有一个反应。
And in the same token, he asks us, he demands us a response from us.
那当然我们在人与人之间夫妻之间 讲爱是完全对的。
So you see, it's all true that we talk a lot about love between husband and wife.
但是爱你会发现是单向还是双向。
But you have to find out if this is a mutual, if this feeling is a mutual or just one way.
啊双向的。
It has to be mutual.
你不可能你爱他他不爱你这个婚姻是不可能成立的。
A marriage can last singly, a marriage can last only because one loves another, but the other doesn't respond.
那就不会成功这个婚姻。
And this marriage won't be successful.
一个成功的婚姻是你爱他他也同样爱你那这个婚姻才有前途。
So a true marriage between husband and wife is husband loves the wife and wife loves husband.
好那我们来听听耶稣怎么讲。
So let's take a look at how Jesus described it.
耶稣对他的教会有什么样的要求
？So what is the what is Jesus asking of his church？
我们来看几处的圣经。
And there are a few passages that I like to read to you.
约翰福音十四章十五节。
So Book of John 14:15.
约翰福音十四章十五节。
So Book of John 14:15.
找到了，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
So it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
对吗？所以在这个地方，他讲到，我们如果要爱主，主耶稣说，只有一件事，遵守我的命令。
So this is what Jesus asks of us. If we love him, we keep his commandments.
二十一节十四章。
And if we move down to verse 21,
有了我的命令，又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
爱我的，必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
所以这里你看主耶稣对这个爱主的这件事情。
So speaking of loving him,
他说怎么样表现我们爱主呢
？So speaking of loving the Lord, Jesus says, how do we demonstrate our love towards Jesus?
你看基督怎么说
？You know what the Christ is saying here?
有我的命令遵守的人。
So whoever loves me must keep my commandments.
再往下走。
If we move down further,
这是二十，刚刚我们念的二十一，现在念二十三。
So let's read verse 23.
耶稣回答说：“人若爱我。”就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
So verse 23 says, Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
在这里，你看到主耶稣又换了一个字。
So Jesus changed one word through this verse.
刚刚在二十一节，他讲我的命令。
So in 21, verse 21, Jesus says commandments.
这里呢，二十三节呢
？And in verse 23,
遵守我的道。
Jesus said, "You shall keep my word."
对吧？那这个，如果你这样做，他不但说我爱你，谁也爱你，父也爱你。
And Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father." Will love him too.
那二十四节。
And let's continue on verse 24.
不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
He who does not love me does not keep my word, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
所以我给你们一个 homework.
So I'd like to give you a homework.
什么 homework 呢
？What is a homework is？
你好好的来查，在四本福音书主耶稣讲的话里头。
If we have a study on all the words and teaching of Jesus Christ through four gospel books，
因为这里主讲到爱他，对不对？他跟什么绑在一起
So what Jesus did to demonstrate his love.
两个字。
Two words.
也叫做我的道。
Number one, my word.
道。
Or in other words, word.
还有一个字。命令。
Another word is commandment.
对吧？所以这里有个两个关键词。
So there are two important words, key words.
一个关键词是我的命令。一个关键词是我的道。
Number one is Jesus' commandments, and number two is Jesus' word.
注意啊，你别的什么东西都忘掉了，没有关系啊。
And you may forget everything else.
这个是不能忘的。
But you must keep.
为什么？
Keep understanding these.
因为它跟什么绑在一起？跟爱他绑在一起的。
They have to do with loving Jesus,
Christ, 对不
对？ Or loving him.
主耶稣说我爱你，那我们也都。体会到，我们也经历到了，这个是应该是没有问题的。
So Jesus, when Jesus says, "I love you," we understand His love and we respond to His love.
对吧？现在问题是我们怎么爱他的问题。
So our question is, or our problem is, how do we respond to His love?
同意吗？
How do we love Him back?
那么我们现在怎么爱主，不是嘴上怎么讲。
So you see, loving Him back is not just a lip service.
主说，如果你爱我，你要注意两个东西，一个叫做我的道，一个叫做我的。
Because the Lord has been telling us that if we love Him back, we have to keep His commandments and His word.
这个有没有问题？
Is there any question?
啊？
I hope you understand.
没问题吧？所以，我给你们这个 homework 就是你要去好好把四福音里面，凡是主耶稣讲过的命令与主耶稣所说的话。你要把它找出来。
So this is my homework for you. That let's have a study or lengthy study on the commandments and the word of Jesus Christ in these four gospel books.
因为耶稣说，你如果爱我，你就遵守我的命令。
Because Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
这样，我不但爱你，而且我的父怎么样也爱你。
So not only I love you, my Father also loves you.
哇，你得到的是双倍啊。
You see, you receive this a double portion of love.
所以我们一定要 pay attention.要注意他讲过什么样的命令，他讲过什么样的道话。
And I think that we must pay attention to his teachings or his commandments and his word.
好，我的时间有限，所以我不去把它所有的 list 出来，我让你们自己去找哈。但是我举几个很简单的。
So, because of a time constraint, I won't list you all his teachings and commandments, but I just list a few focal points.
我们看十三章三十四节、三十五节。
So,
约翰福音。
So, if we continue to look at the book of John's chapter 13 and 14.
约翰福音十三章。
So, book of John chapter 13.
三十四、三十五。
Verse 34 through 35.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
So verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
你们若彼此相爱，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And in verse 35 it says, "But by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another."
所以在这个地方，主给他的门徒有一个很重要的命令。
So this is actually a new commandment to his disciples.
而且这个命令，主加一个词叫做新命令。
And he add a new word. He add a word before that. It's called new commandment. New.
那有新命令就有。旧命令,
Since there is a new commandment, there got to be some old commandment.
那什么叫做旧命令呢?
What is the old commandment?
啊，那就是以前旧约的十条诫命, 对吧?
The old commandment is the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament.
十条诫命，我们基督徒应该都知道。
And I'm sure you must be very familiar with these Ten Commandments in the Old Testament.
那你记得在圣经里面有一段记载说有一个年轻人来找耶稣。
And I hope you still remember there is a story or a recording of a young man to seek Jesus Christ.
那个年轻人问耶稣一个问题。
So that young man asked Jesus one question.
夫子，我们要行什么才能够进 神的国。
A rabbi, what I supposed to do to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
那耶稣说你要遵行一切的诫命。
So Jesus said to him, you shall keep all the commandments.
那年轻人就回答说我从小就遵守了。
And the young man replied, I've been keeping all these commandments since I was young.
啊，那耶稣说哇那这个年轻人有出息啊。
And so Jesus was very fond of the young man.
啊有这样的年轻人 不多啊。
And there are not many like this young man.
耶稣就爱他。
So Jesus loved him.
然后耶稣就对他说。
And then Jesus said to him.
你要做完全人你就得把你所变卖你所有的分给穷人然后还要来跟从我。
And I want you to be perfect. You have to sell all your belongings and then follow me.
圣经怎么说呢?
And what is the rest of the story?
那个年轻人就悠悠愁愁地走了。
So the young man left with all the sorrows.
然后有一个解释,他为什么走?
And there is actually an explanation to the end of the story. Why did he walk away?
因为他的钱财很多
because his fortune is great
所以耶稣就说财主进神的国比骆驼穿过针眼还难
so that's why Jesus said it's a lot harder for it's a lot easier for a rich man into the eye of a needle's eye
那我要稍微解释一下我以前解释过但是有些人大概还没有听过我为了你们没有听过我再解释一次
And I've explained this but I'd like to explain a little further here
骆驼穿针眼我们以为哦就是缝衣服那个针眼那这个大骆驼怎么穿那个针眼 Mission impossible
So you probably know that it's simply mission possible for a cattle to enter the needle's eye
因为缝衣服的针我们大概我不知道是不是大家都缝过衣服。
And I think most of us probably know what is a needle and what is a needle's eyes.
但是在犹太人的时候，他有一个俗语。
But in Hebrews time, Hebrews language, there is an old saying.
这个俗语是每一个犹太人都懂的。
And there is such an idiom to Hebrew that everyone knows that.
那这就是每一个城都有一个东西叫做城门。
And so in every city, in every Hebrew city, there is a gate.
那这个城门白天的时候这个大门是开的
so during the daytime the gate was wide open
可是到了黄昏呢
but when the dawn comes
为了保护这个城的安全呢大门就关起来
so for protection's sake the gate has to be closed
但是还是人会进出啊
but still people need to get in or get out
就开城门旁边有一个小门
so other than the gate there is a small door beside
那这个小门犹太人叫它做睁眼
So that small door is called the needle's eye.
对，所以要从白天的大门经过，任何骆驼背着很多的货过去毫无问题的。
So during the daytime, anybody or any animal such as a cattle can go through the gate easily.
但是到了黄昏要那个小门的时候，骆驼身上如果背了很多的货。那个小门是过不去的。
But in the evening, since cattle are used to carry a lot of trade, so that gate, that small door called the small door called needle's eye, that a camel cannot get through.
那唯一的方法。
And the only way.
把骆驼身上所有的货通通卸下来。
So the only way to get a camel get into the small door is to unload all the trades.
然后那个骆驼蹭啊蹭啊蹭的这样蹭过去可以的。
On its back, and a camel can simply go through that small door.
这是耶稣用这个大家都懂的一个每天知道的生活的例子来说明一件事：我们今天要进神的国。
So.Jesus is using this thing that has been so easy to understand in the Hebrews time to describe how we can get into the door of to the kingdom of heaven.
对这个年轻人来说
So that for that young man,
他虽然从小遵守十诫
Yes, indeed, he keeps all his commandments.
他认为他应该是不错了
And he thinks himself pretty good.
耶稣也承认他不错了
And Jesus recognized that.
但是要进神的国有一个大难题对年轻人来说
There is one big block facing that young man.
他的财富 就成为他进神国的最大拦阻。
He's a fortune. This is a one biggest block towards to the kingdom.
那当然，每一人有不同的，骆驼上背的东西不一样。
So you see, we have different loads on our backs, or in other words,
财主背的是他的财产。
So the blocks that the young man carry is his fortune.
很多来跟随耶稣的人，有的人说是那块地。
And many who follow Jesus said there is one thing.
我刚刚买了地，我要去看那个地。
One thing that keeps them from following Jesus, say a piece of land.
有的说我刚刚结了婚，我得去看看我的新婚的妻子，所以等我这个搞完，我再来跟随你。
Or a new spouse that he just recently married.
那有的人是。父母
or the parents that the person is taking care of.
因为有一次有一个孝子来了，说我等我把我父母亲养老，他们死了埋了，我再来跟随你。
Because there is one guy who wanted to follow Jesus. That let me take care of my parents, and so that after that I will follow you.
每一个人身上都背着我们今天人在江湖身不由己。
So you see, each and every one of us has our own burdens on our backs.
我们背上都背了很多东西。
We carry many burdens that keep us from following Jesus.
你如果要进神的国，这些所有的包袱通通要放下。
But Jesus commanded us that in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must unload all your burdens.
否则你过不去。
Otherwise, you can't get through. You can't get through this.
总有一个东西把你卡住了。
Because there are something there that keep us from following Jesus.
所以这是主对我们每一个人的要求。
And I think this is truly the commandment from Jesus Christ to all true Christians.
所以主耶稣才呼召门徒的时候，这些门徒很自然的就怎么样，撇下撇下撇下。
So you see, when Jesus followed his 12 apostles, when he called out on them, they leave everything behind.
对彼得来讲，他撇下就是一条船。两张破网。
So for Apostle Peter, when he was called by Jesus, he left his boat and two nets behind.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
每一个人有不同的包袱。
And I think everyone has different burdens on our backs.
那现在主说，你如果要跟随我，你要把这些东西放下来。
But Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you have to remove all the burdens.
那现在一个新的
remove all things.
新的命令。
And there is a new commandment.
这个新的命令来说，你们这十二个门徒要彼此相爱。
And Jesus said, here's a new commandment. You shall love one another.
如果你们十二个门徒相咬相吞的话呢？
But what if you fight with each other all the time?
世人就不知道你们是我的门徒。
The world won't recognize that you are my disciples.
哦，所以。这个新的命令乃是要门徒能够彼此相爱。
So the new commandment is that we shall love one another.
这是一个很清楚的耶稣讲到我的命令。
This is one clear commandment that Jesus said.
还有一个。
There is another one.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
From First Corinthians.
十一章二十三节。
Chapter 11:13.
我们每次擘饼聚会的都会念这段圣经。
And I think every time we break the bread, we would read that verses.
那如果你记得其他的福音书里面，主耶稣哪一天设立这个最后的晚餐，要他们擘饼纪念主。
And this is where we know that when and why Jesus set up the Last Supper and also the cup for us.
被卖的那一个晚上就是逾越节的晚上。
So on the night he was betrayed, or on the night of a Passover.
主耶稣就是在那个晚上。
On that very night he was betrayed.
一面来讲他是被卖了。
On one hand he was betrayed.
但是更重要的那个晚上有一个重点要发生。
But on the other hand there is one big thing is to happen.
什么事情要发生？
What is that thing?
他要上十字架。
He will come to
对不对？
the cross.
神的儿子为你为我，那个晚上要上十字架。
So the Son of God, His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, will come to the cross for the sake of us.
他要为他的教会舍命。
He is to give up His life for the sake of His church.
那他就做了一个最后晚餐的这个逾越节的宴席，做了一个很重要的吩咐。
So He set up a Passover dinner, and here is one important commandment.
对不对？那保罗就把那这晚上发生的事情在哥林多前书把它很有系统的讲给我们听。
So Paul retell us the story of what happened on the Passover night systematically through book of Corinthians.
他说你们要如此行，为的是 纪念我。
And through a book of a Corinthians, we know that Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
而且要常常如此行。
And always do this.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So my dear fellow Christians,
为什么主耶稣语重心长的在被卖的那个晚上设立了这饼与杯？要门徒纪念我呢
？So why Jesus did this particularly on the night he was betrayed and set up the Last Supper?
想想看。
You have to think about it.
为什么其主耶稣跟门徒有三年半的时间在一起，可是那么多时间主耶稣都没有做这件事情？
And
一定要等到最后一个晚上。
And you see, during his three and a half ministry, his disciples followed him all the way around. But until the very last night that he was betrayed, he particularly did this very last supper.
有没有想过这件事？
Did you even think about why he did that?
为什么耶稣要在那一天晚上做这一个稀奇的动作？
So why he did set up the very last supper on the very night he was betrayed?
你可以慢慢去琢磨。
You can meditate on that many times.
但对我来讲，
But to me,
因为这个是整个他在地上三十三年半的最高峰。
And I believe this is the apex of everything that he's been doing on this earth during his three and a half years of ministry.
下面我就要跟父分离，我要上十字架。
Because he know that surely after that he will be separated from his father in heaven and come along to the cross.
我做这一切是为着顺服父的旨意。
And in everything that he did is to submit to the will of his father.
对吧？他在克西马尼园的祷告，他就说：“不要照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思。”
So just the previous night when he prayed in the garden, he said, "Not according to my will, but your will."
所以耶稣上十字架这件事情，照着他自己个人的意思来讲的话，他是不愿意上。
You see, even when Jesus was on this earth, from his own perspective, he was not so willing to the cross.
但是他祷告三次。
But when he prayed three times,
三次的话都一样的。
Most fervently.
他说什么？不要照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思。
He prayed three times, but he was submitted. He was submitting himself to the Lord by saying, "Not according to my will, but your will."
什么叫做顺服
？So what is submission? What is obedience?
顺服就是有道理我听你的，没有道理呢，我仍然听你的。
Mean being obedient is if it makes sense to me, I will follow you. I'll be obedient to you. But even that doesn't make sense to me yet, I will listen to you.
听得懂吗
？I hope you understand that.
对他来讲，他不愿意承担这一个十字架的痛苦。
You see, from Jesus' perspective, he was not so willing to carry all the burden of the cross.
但是他为着要顺服父的旨意，他说我愿意。
That didn't make sense to him. But for the sake of the will of God or the will of Father, he was submitting himself to his Father.
所以他在那个晚上，擘饼，设立这个擘饼的桌子。
So on the very last night he was betrayed, he set up a Passover dinner.
他说两次，你们要纪念我，请问有什么好纪念
？He said it twice in order to remembrance of me.
啊。
So what do we to remember of him?
你们要想我为什么这样做。
You have to think about why Jesus did this.
那你们就要效法我怎么样做。
Because I did this, I've been doing this. You have to remember to do this in the same way.
耶稣的顺服就成为我们每一个做他教会一份子，做他所谓妻子的那一个学顺服的那一个点。
So you see, Jesus' obedience is a submission shall be the lesson that we all learn as a church, the wife to Christ.
所以，这是主对每一个门徒的要求。
And this is a command. This is a commandment from Jesus Christ to all that who believes in him.
所以今天我把这两个点摆在弟兄姐妹的面前。
So you see, I've been displaying these two important key points before you.
讲到基督与教会
，and speaking of the relationship between Christ and the church，
主对我们的要求就是两个字。
And there are two, there are only two key words that we need to learn from。
哪两个字？顺服。
Submission。
与爱。
And love。
记得哦。
You have to remember.
就是这两个字是整个的关键。
These are two key words: submission and love.
那他给我们的榜样就是他那天晚上所做的那个动作。
And Jesus has set the example by setting up the dinner table. On the very last night, he was betrayed.
他不是 set up dinner table only.
He didn't just set up dinner table.
他 set up 是一个饼。与一个杯
He set up the bread and also the cup.
他说你们要如此行为的是纪念我
And Jesus said, you do this in remembrance of me.
所以你爱我你就来纪念我
So if you love me, you have to remember of me.
所以这是爱的反应
And this is a natural response towards Jesus' love.
所以爱主不是嘴里面讲讲。
So our love towards Christ or towards our Lord is not just lip services.
所以夫妻之间为什么要出事
？So why there is why something was wrong with today's marriage?
他们谈恋爱的时候真是如火如荼啊。
And before they get married, yes, there's truly love between a sparkles of love between
海枯石烂了。
Between the man and his wife.
为什么？因为那个时候。爱的温度是多少高多少度
I think there is
沸点对吧
The love is the boiling is a boiling heat
可是后来呢
But what happened after that
你就会发现就是劳燕分飞啊
And then gradually the kind of a love the heat of love gradually cools down and they go a separate way
什么东西消失了
What disappears
啊
What disappears
那个热度消失了
The heat of love
对不对？这个 honeymoon 不知道过去多少多少年了。
And the honeymoon's been 1,000 years away.
那个热度消失了。
And because the heat of love disappears.
所以主知道我们对他也是一样的。
And Jesus understands us.
我不知道你得救到今天，你曾经爱主发过热没有
？And I wonder, since we've been a Christian for many years, have you ever loved Lord Jesus to such an extent that we are fervent loving him?
有没有？在你信主到今天，你要回想一下，你有没有什么时候为着主发热过
？And have you? We have to recall that is there any kind of such a thing that ever happened to us that we are fervent in loving Lord Jesus Christ?
七封信在启示录里面有一个教会。
And there are seven letters that being displayed and reviewed in the book of Revelation.
头一个教会跟最后一个教会。
And the first church and the second church.
头一个教会，耶稣对那个以弗所的 complaint 是什么
？So what's the major complaint from the letter to Church of Ephesians?
你失去了你起初的 first love.
You've lost your first love.
对不对？你如果不把那个爱找回来，我要把你。那个灯台从原处挪去。
If you do not get back the first love, I remove the light stand.
严重不严重
？Isn't that serious thing?
啊
，It is serious thing.
就是新郎对那个新娘说：“你如果把那个 first love 给我丢掉了，我把你丢掉。”
So you see, in other words, that the groom is telling to the bride that if you cannot retake the first love, I will forsake you.
最后一封信。
And the last letter.
那个叫老底家。
At the Church of Laodicea.
什么毛病？不冷，也不热。
They being lukewarm, loving.
温春水。
So they being lukewarm.
这一群基督徒，你说他是基督徒，又不太像，因为一点都不热。
So you see, to that group of Christians in Church of Laodicea, there is such a group of Christians. They call themselves Christians, but they're not that Christian.
一点都不热。
They're not because they're not warm in the love towards the Lord.
你说他不是基督徒
？If you say they're not Christian at all,
又有一点温。
There's a little kind of warmth in their love.
对吧？所以主说你是 tasteless， 我要把你从我的口里怎么样吐出去。
And so Jesus said, "You are tasteless, and I will spit you out of my mouth."
主耶稣讲话都很直的，直白的。
And you see Jesus teaching, and he's
他不跟我们绕圈圈。
Straightforward, he didn't get all the way around to
对不对
to convey his message.
耶稣讲话不是 politically correct.
So Jesus teaches never politically correct.
他直来直往。
He's always straightforward.
我们对主的心必须直来直往。你要不就热，你要不就冷。
So shall be our love towards Jesus. You are either cold to him,
不要搞半吊子。
Or hot to him.And so let us not be just.
所以主对我们说悔改。
So Jesus said, "Repent."
你如果不悔改，我就要把你从我的口中吐出去。
If we do not repent, he will spit us out of his mouth.
这些话，这些的语言。
You see, all these things, all the words that Jesus said.
是在讲什么？
What this is about, what his teaching is about.
爱情。
Love. He described the relationship between Christ and church is love.
是爱情的问题。
Is love. The love between the Christ and the church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear fellow Christians.
我们都知道主要回来很快了。
We know that the second coming of Jesus is near.
我们必须解决这个问题。
We must deal with this thing.
什么叫做新妇装饰整齐等候新郎？
What is the bride to make herself ready and waiting for the coming of the groom?
是什么？
What this is about?
新郎要见新娘最重要一件事情是什么？
So what's the most important thing when the groom is coming to see the bride?
就是主耶稣问彼得的那一句话三次。
That question that Jesus has asked of Peter three times.
你爱我比这一切，一切是什么？
So do you love me more than anything else?
啊？
What is this anything else?
就是在骆驼身上背的那一切。
And anything else refers to the burdens that we all carry.
主说，你爱我必须超过这一切。
And Jesus said, if you love me, you must get rid of all these things.
如果你不能够超过这一切，
If you cannot give up all these things,
你没有那个 first love.
You do not have the first love.
你如果不能超过这一切，
if you cannot,
你就是温吞水。
If you're not, if you cannot get rid of this burden, you're just lukewarm.
我们在神的家必须对他有那个热度。
So we have to keep that heat of love towards Jesus.
也就是说，你对主说过的命令，你对主说过的话， pay attention.
So we have to pay attention to his commandments and his word.
不要左耳进去右耳出去。
Not just take them lightly.
不，我们的主不跟我们开玩笑的。
You see, Jesus is never joking.
我们一定要pay attention.
We must pay attention to his commandments and his word.
你当年谈恋爱的时候，你有没有漫不经心就谈恋爱啊？
So when you were dating your spouse, did you just take her or your relationship lightly?
你今天能够跟她结婚，是因为你们曾经发热过。
So you see, you must have loved her or loved your spouse very much so that you get married later.
对吧？
Isn't that true?
那我们跟主呢？
So how about our relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord?
所以这是这个奥秘要启示的。
And I think this is a mystery that God tried to reveal to us.
我们可能有一个失败的婚姻在这个世界。
We might have a failed a marriage.
求主帮助我们家庭的婚姻失败，我们希望主有恩典把我们带回来。
But we may the Lord have mercy on us that we can retake or we can recover the marriage that we have on this earth.
但是那不是主题。
But this is really not the point.
主题是什么？
The point is,
照这个秘，这个奥秘来解释的话，
according to that mystery of God,
在神面前的主题是基督与教会。
The mystery of God before us is truly the marriage between Christ and the church.
你不能让这个婚姻失败。
Let's not take this marriage between Christ and the church to fail.
我再郑重一次。
I'd like to emphasize it again.
地上的婚姻到死为止。
So you see, the marriage on earth will end after death.
但是你跟基督之间的婚姻是持续到什么？永世。
But our marriage or the church to Christ or the marriage between the Christ and the church will remain forever.
我们要好好的经营。
Let us manage this well.
好好的发热爱主。
And let's have this fervent love towards the Lord.
如果你没有，今天是你悔改的时间。
If we haven't, this is truly the time for repentance.
我们祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Heavenly Father and dear Lord.
你把你的话向我们打开来。
You've disclosed your word to us.
你把你的心，你的思想向我们表明。
You reveal, demonstrate your heart and your mind to us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
你的舍命拯救了，赦免了我们的罪。
You sacrifice has set us, have saved us from the sins.
但是你的心并没有因为赦免了我们的罪就满足了。
But your heart is not satisfied only because we are saved.
我们如果不爱你，
if we do not love you,
我们怎么见你？
How can we see you?
主啊，求你来用圣灵的光来光照我们。
And Lord, we pray that may you illuminate us through the Holy Spirit.
你问彼得的话，今天也问我们每一个人。
And the question that you ask of Peter is also our question.
某某人呢、啊？你爱我比爱这一切更深吗
？My dear child, do you love me more than anything else?
但愿我们每一个人都能够小心的、清楚的回答你这一句话。
And we pray that may each and every one of us will answer your question carefully.
你是我们的挚爱。
You are our beloved.
愿我们爱你比一切更深。
So that we will love you more than anything else.
让我们尊重你的话，也实行你的命令。
Let us keep your commandments and your word.
怜悯你的教会。
Have mercy on your church, Lord.
主啊，圣灵啊，焚烧我们。
And Lord and Holy Spirit, may you come to us and put us on fire.
你的宝血。赦免我们一切的罪。
Your precious blood has forgiven our sins.
你的道洁净我们一切的污秽。
And the washing water with your word has cleansed us.
主啊，你圣灵的火来叫我们这冰冷的心得以融化而且火热。
And Lord, may you send your Holy Spirit to put us on fire so our heart will be renewed again.
救你的教会到底
and save your church to the very end.
让我们脱离那个不冷不热的光景
so we'll be saved from being just being lukewarm in you.
让我们热切的来爱我们的主
and we love you in a fervent love.
这样你就可以回来了
so that you will come back soon.
听我们的祷告
hearing this prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名
and in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.